people know you from your comedy as you know this person that is doing this hilarious satire on The Daily Show, but they not everyone maybe knows that you are a trained serious actor with some serious theatrical cred.
I am, yes.
So was your grand plan to, you know, just pursue serious acting on stage or on the movie, and then The Daily Show kind of got in the way?
Yeah, it's sort of, that is exactly what happened. I had big plans to be like a serious, you know, I was doing like Broadway and theater and guest spots on Law and Order, you know, so it was like...
That is everyone's dream.
I was playing like, you know, the shopkeeper number three and, you know, and so it was going well, you know, and I thought, well, this is what you do. And I was an actor. And so when I got the job, even the audition for The Daily Show, I actually initially turned it down. They called and they...
You're the one person ever.
I know. They called and they said, The Daily Show is looking for a brown guy, a brown actor. And I thought, well, this is a terrible Homeland Security sting operation. Never gonna work. And because they're only gonna get actors. And so I went down. And at first I was like, I don't want to do it, because I thought it was gonna be one of these things where I was gonna end up sort of wearing a turban and sitting on a carpet pretending to fly for the rest of the afternoon, you know. Or, like, wearing a beard and yelling death to America. I thought it was going to be some kind of sketch.
But you did have an experience like
yes,
that, right?
Yes, so I had done that kind of stuff on... Like, I was the voice of Saddam Hussein once on Letterman. You know, it was the easiest $300 I ever made, you know? I just, like, went down the street, death to America, and then went home and made $300. So, you know, there's money to be made in death to America. And so I'd done that. I had done a tech support guy on Jimmy Kimmel. So I thought it was going to be one of those things. And so I think I did say, tell The Daily Show to go fuck themselves. And I hung up the phone. My manager's assistant called back like 5 minutes later and said, well, we tried that. And they said that they're looking for a correspondent. So then I was like, oh, okay, let me see. So then I didn't know what I was doing. I watched The Daily Show, like everyone else. I don't anymore, but I did then. I find the liberal bias to be, you know.
It's a little much. It is a little much, yeah.
So I went down there, and I basically, you know, sort of met Jon Stewart and he was kind of like, have you ever performed in front of a live audience before? And I was sort of, you know, my back got up a little bit because I was like, dude, I've been on Broadway, all right? You know, and he was like, oh, okay, all right then, let's do it, you know. And then I just basically did my best Stephen Colbert impression because I didn't know how to do this. And it was, you know, I'd gotten the call at 1 o'clock. It was now 3. I didn't have any time to prepare or anything. I just went down there and I was like, I'll arch my eyebrow and I will... put on a faux sort of, you know...
Like be a little presentational.
Yeah, do Colbert. Basically be Colbert. And so I did. And then John gave me the job right there. And he just basically turned to me and said, welcome to The Daily Show. And I was on that night, never getting to tell anyone that I was on the show. Or I just basically like was on the show and then that evening went out for drinks with friends and I was like... oh, we'll watch it in a bar, and I was watching, and then my phone blew up because
and they were
people
like,
were
oh
like,
my God.
You know, my parents were like, "Were you on The Daily Show? Why are you on The Daily Show?" And you know,
are they avid watchers of The Daily Show?
Yeah, and you know, initially, of course, you know, they would watch it and they would just appreciate whatever I did on the show, and then later, after I was on for a while, then my dad would call and be like, "I didn't like that tie you were wearing." Who's doing your wardrobe? You know, so they started to...
Who's doing your wardrobe? Right. You're like, of all the things.
Right, yeah.